أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذي سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us and informed us of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and what will happen to them on the day of Qiyamah, and how they will be cast into the fire of Jahannam, along with all that which they had worshipped. Now, there were some polytheists who felt they had an argument against this ayah of the Qur'an. In fact, they presented this argument to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the ayah of the Qur'an says to the mushrikeen, to the polytheists, those who have ascribed partners to Allah, that you and whatever you worship will be admitted into hellfire. So the argument is that Isa alayhi salam is worshipped. Isa alayhi salam is called Lord Jesus. So does this mean that he will be admitted into hellfire according to this ayah of the Qur'an? Then you have Uzair. The Yahud and the Jews, they said, Uzair ibn Allah. Uzair is the son of Allah. They worshipped Uzair. They are those who worshipped the Malaika and the angel. So according to this verse, it means that even those will be admitted into hellfire. So when they thought of this argument, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah which we shall study this morning. And that is ayah number 104 of 101 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى. Those regarding whom Allah had already confirmed that they will receive Al-Husna. What is Al-Husna? The best outcome. That they will receive grace. That they will receive mercy. Those individuals and those Anbiya and those creatures of Allah who did not call people towards their worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, it has already been confirmed about them that they will receive from us al-husna. What is al-husna? The best outcome. Ula'ika anha mub'adun. Allah says about them, so Isa alayhi salam, Uzair alayhi salam, the angels of Allah, Allah says they will be kept far away from Jahannam. أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. They will be distant from Jahannam. So far away, they will be from Jahannam. Allah says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا. They will not hear the slightest sounds coming out of Jahannam. Yesterday we spoke of the scream of those who will be in Jahannam, and the sounds that will come out from Jahannam. So you can, Jahannam is a very, very noisy place. Very noisy, very unsettled, no peace, no comfort, no spot where a person can resort to in order to take a moment of take a moment away from the hardship. None of that. It's just noise and it's just discomfort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believers and about the mu'mineen that they will be kept so far away from Jahannam that they will not even hear the slightest sound coming out of Jahannam. They will not even experience that amount of discomfort. Wahum, and where will they be? Wahum fi mashtahat anfusuhum khalidun. They will be in such a place that themselves desire. Whatever themselves and they will desire, that is where they will be. La yahzunuhum alfaza'ul akbar. Allah says, the greatest panic, the greatest panic. What is the greatest panic? The greatest panic is the second blow of the horn, when we will all be brought back to life. Allah has called that al-faza' al-akbar. That will be the greatest panic that you will ever experience and witness. No greater panic than that. When you know now you are going to be presented before Allah and you will have to now give a detailed account of the life that you led in this world. So can you imagine the level of panic fear that a person will be gripped by? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these fortunate individuals that the greatest panic on that day will not cause them any grief. They will be relaxed, they will be composed. وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and the angels will receive them as the second horn is blown and they will come to life. The angel will be there to receive them, because sometimes when you are in an unfamiliar place and you are in a place that is full of fear and panic and people are anxious, you'd like to be held and comforted by somebody in that crowd. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people, they'll be received by the malaika. So the malaika will be given specific jobs and tasks on that day to identify these people and be with them and comfort them on the day when everyone else shall be gripped by fear and terror. هَذَا يَوْمُكُمْ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And it will be said to them that this is the day that you all were promised. Time and again Allah speaks of that day in the Quran and reminds us of the day in the Quran. It will be said then to us that this is the day that you were constantly reminded about and the day that you were promised you are going to witness. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on that day we will roll up as-sama, the entire creation, the universe, the heavens and the earth, and everything will be rolled up with everything on it. And Allah explained, it's of course a metaphorical explanation and we don't really know the true understanding of it. But Allah said the entire sama, the entire cosmic creation of Allah will be rolled up. The tayyi sijilli lil kutub. The way scrolls are rolled up with their writings. Right? So you have a scroll, especially those days they used to write on these large scrolls, they used to use papyrus and they did not have paper. And after the writing was dry or the ink was dry and they would roll it up with the writing in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is how we are going to roll up the heavens and the earth on that day. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدٍ. Allah says just as we originated creation for the first time, we will bring it back. So there will be a re-origination of everything. Everything will be destroyed completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says by rolling everything up. Then Allah says كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ. Just as we originated creation for the first time, نُعِيدُهُ. We will bring it back and do it for a second time. وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا. Allah says, this is a promise that's binding upon us. We are certainly going to do it. Emphasizing it even more, Allah says, إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Indeed, undoubtedly, we are to carry that out. And we are going to do it. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, certainly we have recorded in the Zabur. We know Zabur was the divine scripture and book that was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam. Allah says we have recorded it there in the Zabur. Min ba'di dhikr. After the dhikr. Dhikr is one of the names of the Quran and dhikr is also one of the names of the Torah. So Allah says we have recorded it in the Zabur after we have recorded it in a dhikr. That is the Torah. And a dhikr also refers to every divine reminder from Allah. What did we record in both these divine scriptures and every other divine book? An al-ard. That indeed al-ard, the land. Which land is this? Referring to paradise, referring to Jannah. That indeed paradise, yarithuha ibadiyya salihun. Who will own it? Who will possess it? Who will inherit it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed the paradise and the land of paradise will be inherited by my righteous and pious servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.